Hi, y'all. My name is Brianna. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear, control, and anorexia. My family is loud and outgoing, saying what is on their minds with minimal awareness of the feelings that may be affected by our words. Screaming and fighting on the way to church would turn into smiles and sweet good mornings, hoping mom wouldn't see us kick each other as we piled out of the car. I learned quickly that the hard conversations, hurt feelings, and honesty wasn't something that was ever going to be talked about. I quickly learned that people expected me to always be friendly and outgoing, and therefore, I tried to make sure life always reflected that in all my relationships. I did all I could to control every situation. I felt like I was receiving mixed signals from my parents on what marriage is versus what it is supposed to be. Confused by the loud arguments and slammed doors, yet being told that everything was good, it's just part of marriage. I felt frustrated, lied to, and confused. I didn't understand why I would learn one thing each Sunday, but it wasn't reflected at home. It must be something I triggered, because why else would my parents say everything was fine? Feeling pressure to keep up my family's false image and feeling no control over most things in my life, I began controlling my intake of food. Coming from a close family, but also a family that I believed cared more about what others think than what was real, I saw this as the one area of my life that I could control. Naturally, losing a lot of weight and the pressure to have it all together and please my parents was a toxic and unhealthy road that began my battle with anorexia. I was blind to my sin and fell into eating habits and lies that I couldn't stop. It felt good to control this part of my life, and to be able to physically see changes in my body was even more rewarding. I began to wrestle with the Lord over this issue. I had accepted him as my Lord and Savior and believed that he was the only way to eternal life, but couldn't truly wrap my head around the promise that it's not by works, but by grace through faith that we are saved. On a mission trip to Nicaragua, I was removed from my routine and relationships back home. I realized the reality of what I was doing to my body. I realized for the first time I wasn't always full, but that I had withheld food to a point that my body was no longer able to alert my brain that I was hungry and needed food. I had idolized my desire to be in control of something in my life, but feared shaking the image of my family and disappointing my parents. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." It was during this summer that passage came to life, and I realized that I was in the depths of a battle with anorexia that I didn't know what to do. I was aware of the sin and carried that weight daily. I didn't understand how I got to this place. I knew that these were areas I struggled in, but I wasn't willing to take steps to be free from them. I was fearful what would happen if I surrendered control of my relationships and food. In college, the Lord began working in my heart to truly reveal the depths of my sin with anorexia and control. I was a part of a local church and in a small group of girls. It was here that I first confessed my struggle with anorexia, but it stopped there. I didn't repent or seek forgiveness. Graduating college meant more change and new relationships, but boy, did God have in store some relationships that were going to radically change my life for his honor and glory. I moved to Dallas and joined a community group at Watermark. I immediately understood that living in isolation just wasn't going to be an option. We would freely talk about our sin. I would share about my relationship with family, friends, food, and control. But through busyness and change, I fell back into old patterns. Eating 3 meals a day for a few days, then eating no meals or small portions for a few days, the sin was staring me straight in the face with women surrounding me that were willing and pushing me to confess and find healing. But why was I still sitting alone in it? Galatians 5:10 says, "But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again?" I knew God. I knew exactly where I was sinning, and I knew and understood the weight of my control, fear, and anorexia. Yet I kept turning back to it. One of my closest friends, roommates, and now co-leader in Region, asked me in July of 2015 if I wanted to do regeneration with her. She would be starting the first Monday of August, so I figured no better time than when you have built-in accountability to trudge through the year-long program. Going through Region was tough. I wanted to jump ship after the first 3 steps. I didn't want to dig deeper and ultimately wanted to control. My mentor knew me well and never let that option last longer than 5 minutes. Steps 1 through 3 were key steps to learning and being reminded of who God is and what it truly means to admit that I was powerless, believe that he truly can restore, and that I trust God with my life by accepting grace through Jesus. It was step 4 that rocked my world. Looking and processing and praying through the weight of my sin and doing so with the mindset that he wants the freedom for me that comes from accepting his grace. confession, repentance, and following Christ were three steps that truly showed me what it meant to depend on the Lord and not allow sin to be how I identify myself or fear others viewing me. I was able to see Christ's gracious nature as he repeatedly met me with forgiveness and love. Step 8, forgiveness, was one of the biggest perspective changes for me through Region. I learned that forgiveness was completely between me and the Lord. I learned to differentiate between forgiveness, amends, and reconciliation, and see how those were all three independent of each other. Galatians 5:1 was a verse that I held closely as I struggled to walk in forgiveness from the Lord as I entered a men's conversations. It reads, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Seeking to make amends, knowing that I had been forgiven and was not identified by that sin was huge. I made amends, and the Lord never ceased to amaze me as I was met with grace and forgiveness from many people. During the times where that wasn't the desired outcome of amends conversations, I surrendered my desire to control and fix the problem, and I trusted the Lord. Realizing that regeneration was a moment-to-moment process in my life was something I was overjoyed about. To spend time understanding and doing each step made the final three steps feel practical and doable, and a no-brainer that I wanted my life to be defined by. I'm a few weeks away from my group of 13 women graduating. My sin hasn't stopped, and I'm not shackled by the weight of it, nor am I identified by it. I still am tempted to control situations or relationships or allow fear to be the means in which I operate. But now I am equipped to respond from a biblical place and not a selfish, sin-filled place. I still at times fight to view myself as Christ sees me, but I have a wonderful community group and mentor around that encourages me and celebrates each meal I eat. I am reminded daily of Psalms 139:4. It reads, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." I pray daily for the posture of my heart to be one filled with praise for who he has created me to be. If this is your first time, you did it. I am so thankful that you are here. My ask would be that you don't stop coming. Keep walking in. It will be the best decision you make. If you're sitting in a step group, keep sitting. Keep coming. Don't grow weary and continue trusting him in the process. He brought you here and he is faithful. It is by grace through faith, not by what you have or haven't done. Accept the grace. God has chosen you and loves you and desires for you to be fully known and loved by him and his people. My name is Brianna. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from fear, control, and anorexia. I give God all the glory for what he has done in my life.